Morning Watch, loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ, week two. Song of Songs, the progressive experience of an individual believer's loving fellowship with Christ for the preparation of the bride of Christ. Friday, related verses. Song of Songs 7:11-12. Come, my beloved, let us go forth into the fields. Let us lodge in the villages. Let us rise up early for the vineyards. Let us see if the vine has budded, if the blossom is open, if the pomegranates are in bloom. There I will give you my love. 2 Corinthians 6:1. And working together with him, we also entreat you not to receive the grace of God in vain. Colossians 1:28-29, whom we announce, admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man full grown in Christ, for which also I labor, struggling according to his operation which operates in me in power. 1 Corinthians 3:9, for we are God's fellow workers, you are God's cultivated land, God's building. 1 Peter 4:10. Each one, as he has received a gift, ministering it among yourselves as good stewards of the varied grace of God. Romans 12:1. I exhort you, therefore, brothers, through the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service. John 21:16. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Shepherd my sheep. Related reading. By the end of Song of Songs 6, the lover, having passed through various stages of transformation, has become Solomon's duplication. She is now called Shulamite, the feminine form of Solomon, for she has become the same as Solomon in life, nature, and image to match him for their marriage. At this point, it seems that the book should end, yet it continues. Solomon is the lord of many vineyards, and these vineyards require much labor. Now the country girl, who has become his Shulamite, must become his co-worker. This indicates that eventually Christ's lovers need to share in the work of the Lord. To share in the Lord's work, we need to be qualified, and our qualification depends upon the spiritual equipment. That is, it depends on our being equipped with all the attributes of the divine life. Your neck is like a tower of ivory, your eyes like the pools in Heshbon, by the gates of Bath-Rabim. Your nose is like the Tower of Lebanon, which faces Damascus. Song of Songs 7:4. Here the Spirit reviews the lover's beauty in her submissive will, signified by the neck, wrought by the Spirit's transformation through sufferings for the carrying out of God's will, in the expression of her heart, which is open to the light, clean, full of rest and accessible, eyes, and in her spiritual sense of high and sharp discernment, nose. Song of Songs 7:11 reveals that she wants to carry out with her beloved the work that is for the entire world by sojourning from one place to another. This indicates that she is not sectarian. In the Lord's work, it is not easy to keep our work open, to not keep our work in our pocket. We must learn to keep the work open so that others can come to sojourn there and we can go to sojourn elsewhere. This is to keep one work in one body. Verse 12 signifies that she and her beloved work diligently, not for herself, but in the churches, for others to bud, blossom, and bloom, in which she renders her love to her beloved. If we work in this way, others will receive much help. To share in the work of the Lord is not to work for the Lord, but to work together with the Lord. Through our experience, we have learned that to work together with the Lord, we must be mature in life, and we must teach the high truths. In Song of Songs, we see that to work with the Lord, we need the maturity in life. We need to be one with the Lord, and our work must be for His body. Our Lord is Solomon, and we must be the Shulamite. That is, we must be one with the Lord. Actually, to work with Christ, we must be Christ. Paul was a real Shulamite because he lived Christ. The Shulamite works as Solomon's counterpart, taking care of all the vineyards. This indicates that our work should be for the body, not just one city. We must have a work that is for the entire world. This is what Paul did by establishing local churches and then working to bring them into the full realization of the body of Christ. The problem is that we are all for our own places. We may all be for Jerusalem, but Judah is for Judah and Benjamin is still for Benjamin. But let us go forth into the fields and lodge in the villages and look at all the gardens. We should not be short-sighted, but have a broadened vision. Hallelujah for all the churches throughout the world. Let us go forth into the fields and lodge in all the villages and visit all the gardens.